And welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, all the latest news, photos, and everything you want to know is up at SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure if you want to stalk me on Facebook, you most certainly can. It says it's Sean Green Show Media on Facebook. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show if you want to check me out on Twitter. Special edition of the Sean Green Show today. Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com, joins us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
You know, same stuff. Movies, 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 and more movies. You were at the Tribeca Film Festival. Actually, you're still there, correct?
Yes, yes. Tribeca Film Festival is still going on all week long. But yeah, I've been seeing some movies. Saw a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger last night, a zombie movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And I'm supposed to talk to him as well. It's called Maggie. And it's not the kind of movie that you would expect from Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's very low-key. It's probably the most dramatic role that he's ever taken on. More of a family drama than sort of an action movie with zombies about a father who's sort of wrestling with the fact that his daughter is slowly turning into a zombie. He only has so much time before she transforms. And, you know, how is he going to handle it once she transforms? And that's sort of what the movie's about.
Now, a couple of things. What's the rating on this movie?
I'm not sure of the rating just yet. Watching it kind of felt PG-13-ish. I don't think it kind of crossed over the barriers of R-rated material. So I assume it's going to be PG-13. I'm not sure if they've released the rating yet.
Okay, great. Because the minute I hear zombie, I think blood, gore, and like you say, it's interesting to see Arnold Schwarzenegger in a horror film. Because when you think of Arnold Schwarzenegger, you think of big blockbuster action films, and here he is. He's doing a dramatic role in somewhat of a horror movie. So I'm really looking forward to that. Anything else from Tribeca?
I've seen some other movies. I saw a really funny documentary called Very Semi-Serious that kind of tracks the history of those New Yorker cartoons, if you're a fan of those small, tiny New Yorker cartoons.
Yeah.
Really enjoyable documentary, kind of all about the history of them, who draws them. They take you inside the New Yorker to show you the process of creating them. So that was a really fun movie to see. I also saw a film called Mojave with Oscar Isaac and Garrett Hedlund about these two quote-unquote devils who kind of meet each other in the Mojave Desert and kind of square off in some really interesting ways. Also saw a conversation between Stephen Colbert and George Lucas that was really interesting. And that's kind of what I like about Tribeca, is not only do they have a bunch of movies that they're showing, but they do all of these events, too. They have conversations between filmmakers. And like on Saturday, I'm going to see a new remastered version of Goodfellas. And a bunch of the guys are going to be there, De Niro, Ray Liotta, Lorraine Bracco. They're all going to do a Q&A after. And so I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Right, right. That's good. That's very good. Now, I know you went and saw Avengers 2 Age of Ultron, and I'm so excited to see this movie. Is it worth the hype?
Yeah, man. Of course it's worth the hype. Yeah, it's definitely worth the hype. You know, it's difficult. A lot of people sort of, is it better than the Avengers? That's what everybody wants to know. And it's hard to compare to the Avengers, although you're going to compare it to the Avengers, because the Avengers is kind of a special movie. It's the first time that we've ever seen something like that happen, all of these characters together at the same time. So coming into Avengers Age of Ultron, we've already seen it. We've seen these characters together, so what can they do? And what they do is they up the ante. There's a lot more action, a lot more scenes with all of the Avengers together, which was probably the best part of the first Avengers, was that last scene in New York. So you get a lot more of that. It's a lot of meat. It's a meaty movie. So if you're a comics fan, one of my friends described it as feeling like he binge read a bunch of different comics at the same time. And that's kind of what it felt like to watch the movie. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth it.
Now, one thing about Marvel movies that I truly enjoy is the after credits. Like a lot of people that are not really into the Marvel films. And at this point, if you've been to at least two of them, you know to sit there in your seat until that last credit rolls, because you always get that extra, the extra Easter egg or that extra scene.
Yeah.
Is there something that we should look forward to when we see this one?
Well, there's a mid-credit scene. So in the middle of the credits, there is a little bit of a scene that they give you. Director Joss Whedon so far has said that there isn't a scene at the very end of the credits. But, you know, I see these movies at press screenings. And so even if Marvel is going to sneak one in there, they're not going to do it at the press screening. They're going to do it when it hits theaters. So as much as I'll tell you right now, no, there is no scene at the very end of the credits. They could surprise you with one once it hits theaters. But I will confirm that there is one in the middle of the credits.
All right. Great, great. Also, one thing that you had on movies.com was Insidious Chapter 3. What should we expect from this?
Yeah, you know what they're doing, what I wrote about on that site, is they're doing this really cool rolling road show where they kind of bring a truck to various cities, and it's sort of like part haunted house, part virtual reality experience.
Oh.
So, like, if you're really kind of reading a lot about virtual reality lately, the Oculus Rift headsets, and you're sort of hearing that terminology, but you're like, I want to try that. They're doing it for Insidious Chapter 3. It's kind of like the first horror movie that they've ever done this for. And the cool thing is that you can also do it at home. You know, Google makes something called Google Cardboard, and it's like $5. And what it is, it's like a cardboard headset for virtual reality where you download apps on your phone, you slide it into a case in the front of the headset, and you can kind of get kind of a little bit of a virtual reality experience inside your home. So they're also doing that experience with that as well. You can go to the Insidious Chapter 3 Facebook page. They got all kinds of information on that. But yeah, I mean, in terms of the franchise, it's the third one. This is a horror franchise that's done very well. It's one of not many horror movies coming out this summer. So this is, if you're kind of looking to get your horror game on this summer, you have Insidious Chapter 3 kind of at the beginning of the summer, early June. You have Sinister 2 at the end of the summer in August, and not a lot in between. So yeah, that's, you know, if you're jonesing for your horror, you'll get to see it with Insidious Chapter 3. But I really like what they're doing with the virtual reality stuff, because I think that's cool to add that extra component to a movie. I think virtual reality 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now, is going to be a really big deal. It's going to be a way we're kind of consuming a lot of content, especially with video games. So, yeah, I think it's a cool thing to check out.
Yeah, and also last Friday, it was kind of weird how this all folded out last Friday. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. At first, there was a full 2-minute trailer that was leaked. It was kind of like somebody, filming it on an iPhone. That was released like early that morning. And then later that afternoon, Warner Brothers released the HD version of the trailer, which looks awesome, by the way. Is there any story behind that? Is that, when they decided to release that, was that them giving in to the hackers because they didn't want that bad trailer to be out there?
It may have been. It just may have been Zack Snyder, director Zack Snyder, kind of saying, look, I don't want this out there for the entire weekend. I'd rather people see it for what it is. Because, you know, what happens is something like that leaks, and a lot of people judge the movie based on this shoddy leaked cam version that you can barely see the details in. And if you're the director of this movie or the studio that's behind it, you know, you don't want fans sitting on something for 3 days and judging it on that. And so I think probably Snyder came around and said, you know what, I just want to show them the whole thing. But still, if you went to those IMAX screenings of the trailer, you got to see an extra 6 seconds that wasn't in the trailer online, involving a shot where Superman and Batman kind of charge at each other. So that was in those IMAX trailers, if you went to see it on the screen there. So, you know, these things happen. You know, this isn't the first trailer that this has happened to. It's not going to be the last trailer that this has happened to. You know, I guess at the end of the day, we have the trailer, and it's tiny. It's just a teaser. You know, we're still a year out from this movie. They're not going to be showing us Wonder Woman and, you know, Aquaman. They're not going to be showing that stuff yet. You know, you give it time.
Yeah, and also while we're on talking about Batman versus Superman, Jared Leto, he's going to be playing the Joker in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And one of the things that he's been doing for the past, you know, month or two was releasing like all these photos of him, you know, dressed as the Joker. And to me, he doesn't look like a convincing Joker to me. And I don't know if I'm wrong about this, but I think it kind of takes away from the mystery because, you know, when the last time the Joker was played, you didn't really get a chance to see the Joker's face until you saw, you know, that first trailer. And even then, you barely saw it, so you had to actually see the movie. What's your opinion on that?
I mean, I personally, we haven't seen him full-on Joker yet. We've seen little tiny Instagram pictures of his hair kind of green. Maybe a little bit of makeup. There's this one really blurry image of him holding like a camera watching back footage. And you can kind of make out the fact that he's in his Joker costume, but just one of, to be honest with you, the picture that he was looking at looked like a picture of Heath Ledger from The Dark Knight when he was in the nurse costume from the hospital. That's kind of what that picture looked like. But you know what? I'm not judging this stuff yet. Until I start seeing footage, until I start seeing the movie, you know, I think Jared Leto is an incredibly versatile actor. I think he proved that in Dallas Buyers Club. The guy won an Oscar. So I don't think we should sort of judge the entirety of him playing the character and his performance based on a couple of blurry Instagram images. I think we kind of got to sit back, relax, and have confidence in director David Ayer, who I really like. I think he's a great director, of them kind of, you know, doing something different with the Joker. You know, it's hard. This is a character where Heath Ledger is so iconic in that role. How do you kind of move past that? What do you do to evolve this character from Jack Nicholson's Joker to Heath Ledger's Joker? What do you do now? It's something that I'm very curious to see with Ben Affleck's Batman. And it's something I'm just as curious to see with Jared Leto's Joker. But I still say, if you're kind of down on him, I say give Leto some of your credit, because I think he's a good actor.
Okay, you talked me off the ledge.
I did talk you off the ledge.
All right, great. So what do we have coming out this week? We got a few movies coming out this week, right?
Yeah, it's a quiet weekend, though, because Avengers comes out next weekend, so they're not throwing any kind of big movies. Smaller movies, The Age of Adeline, sort of a romance drama starring Blake Lively as a girl that, because of an accident, becomes immortal, and she can live forever. But then she meets this dude, and she's like, she falls in love. I don't know if I want to live forever anymore. I want to kind of live out my life with this guy. So we have that movie, and then there's a movie called Little Boy, which sort of has some religious themes to it. It's about a boy who wants his father to come home from World War II. So it's about kind of their relationship and sweet film there. So kind of a quiet weekend, you know. Also, I have to say Ex Machina. If you're still looking for something that's got a bit of special effects in it, and you're kind of antsy for Avengers Age of Ultron next week, go see Ex Machina. This is a film that's expanding nationwide. It's a science fiction film starring Oscar Isaac. It is fantastic. The special effects in it are seamless. This is the directorial debut of a guy named Alex Garland. Terrific writer. He wrote 28 Days Later, the movie Sunshine. He wrote the book The Beach. Just a smart movie about artificial intelligence. I cannot recommend it enough. I think it's just fantastic. If you like original science fiction movies, go see Ex Machina. I guarantee it will be one of your favorite movies of 2015 so far.
And there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you guys check out Movies.com for all the cool articles there. Make sure you go to Fandango.com, too, if you want to, you know, pre-order tickets or anything like that. Make sure you go there at Fandango.com. If you want to follow Eric Davis on Twitter, make sure you do that. It's at Eric Davis. Make sure you check that out. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.